I had always been trained, if you get a rise of more than 150 basis points in interest rate within a year, it can really clock the stock market. And yet, you know, we saw that kind of rise and the stock market has done remarkably well.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder. I think as recently as 2018, that phenomenon, when interest rates go up by more than 150%, at the time, the Fed started raising interest rates in 2018. They said, we're raising. And then the stock market rolled over. And then they switched to we're cutting. And that was right prior to COVID. So that phenomenon still existed then. And now right we're observing this where, and you know, one suggestion I've heard from different economists is that the amount of stimulus that has been put into the market from the you know, the different government policies has kind of like potentially maybe pre-funded the decline,
right,
on a broad basis, because right there's been so much stimulus that came in during COVID and stuff. But how easy is that to prove? I don't know, but it's just another factor to think about, I think.
I am absolutely certain it's true.
Yeah.
Because if you're tracking the budget and the sort of the difference, so for example, the money they're putting in after COVID now, the money they're injecting in biodefense, mm-hmm, you know, you're talking about enormous amounts of financial methadone. It's the only way I can describe it. And I think it's one of the reasons.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
It's one of the reasons the plunder economy is doing so well, because they're basically in the syndicate anticipating where the money's going to go and going there, and then the money comes in.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, but it's a game that weakens the economy. And I hate to say it, it's a game that our pension funds are financing. So when CalSTR announced that it was going to borrow to make its benefit payments, mm-hmm, I went and looked at the CalSTR portfolio and they were down to like 15% in fixed income. And they had a higher percentage in private equity than in fixed income, which is astonishing, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, but if you look at their returns on private equity, there's no way they're making that returns without the plunder economy.
Yes. Yeah.
That's my take.
Yeah. And that's a kind of a concerning thing when the pension funds announce that they're borrowing.
Well, I couldn't figure out why, you know, why, if you look at it, most of their money comes in from the schools. The state only gives about $4 billion a year in contributions to CalSTR. So CalSTR, for those who don't know, is the Teachers Pension Fund of California. So I think it's the second largest in the country, one of the largest in the country.
Yeah.
CalPERS being the largest. So the state only puts in $4 billion a year, but the state has a $68 billion deficit. And one of the possibilities is the state trying to get them to borrow essentially their contribution so they can, you know, delay it for some reason.
It's possible. I guess then the question I ask myself is like, well, why doesn't the state just keep building the Tower of Babel, so to speak, with issuing credit, issuing bonds? Like what would stop them from just borrowing to?
Because CalSTRS has a better credit, so it's cheaper for CalSTRS to finance
but
it than.
Then that, if that's true, then that tells you the rubber is really meeting the road here where.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's getting more towards each man for himself, so to speak.
Well, I think we're there.
Yeah. Yes. But I mean, even when the big guy, so it's long been each man for himself for the little people. But
right.
But when the big guys start having it's kind of makes me think of your suggestion about the Minionites. About,
right,
you know, where I don't have anything to give and neither do you. So you better make the best decision you can because I'm not helping you anymore.
The Minionite thing is on, and one of the I'm about to record Money in Markets tomorrow with John Titus.
Yeah.
My favorite story for the week is Hertz cancels and it's selling 20,000 electric cars, which says, you know something? I don't care about the agenda. You know, it doesn't work economically, so we're not doing it. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a signal to everybody else. You know, when the Japanese professors stand up and say the injection's killing people, you know, that's not going to spread as quickly virally because, the next professor doesn't want to get fired.
Yeah.
But when Hertz sells 20,000 electric cars and gets rid of them, you know, it's a signal to every business. You have no choice. You might as well do it, you know.
You have to do what makes sense economically. If you're a business, you can't just toe the line and continue to lose money. I mean, that was a third of their fleet of electric vehicles, I think.
Really? Well, it reminds me of the old saying, he who panics first panics best.